Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. Israel struck military sites in Iran early on Saturday, saying it was retaliating against Tehran's missile attack on Israel earlier this month, the latest clash in the escalating conflict between the heavily armed rivals. A semi-official Iranian news agency vowed a proportional reaction to the Israeli strikes, but there are urgent calls for restraint, including from British Prime Minister Keir Starmer.
I am clear that Israel has the right to defend itself against Iranian aggression. I'm equally clear that we need to avoid further regional escalation and urge all sides to show restraint. Iran should not respond.
Israel's military said scores of jets had completed three waves of strikes before dawn against missile factories and other sites. Iran said its air defenses had successfully countered the attack, but two soldiers were killed and some locations suffered limited damage. Lebanon, Saudi Arabia, Iraq, and the United Arab Emirates were among those who condemned Israel's strikes. An Israeli airstrike on a Lebanese border crossing on Friday has jeopardized the main escape route for people fleeing into Syria, says United Nations Refugee Agency Middle East spokesperson Rula Amin.
We also saw more Israeli airstrikes at two border crossings between Lebanon and Syria. And this is hindering and really putting at risk a main lifeline that people use to escape the conflict in Lebanon and cross into Syria.
Israel's military claims the route was being used by Hezbollah to transfer weapons. Lebanon state media reported that at least eight Israeli strikes hit Beirut's southern suburbs late Friday. The Israeli army had earlier told residents of two neighborhoods in the area to leave, warning that it would strike Hezbollah targets there. This is VOA News. Georgians are voting in parliamentary elections Saturday that are crucial to the future of their country, which is divided between a pro-European opposition and a ruling party accused of pro-Russian authoritarianism. Irakli and John Ishkavili. I voted for freedom and for the European choice. I am waiting for a change, for change of government, for it to be more progressive, less corrupt, and more sensible. Sergo is a student in Tbilisi.
They say that if they win the election, they're going to rule out a lot of the parties that are now in opposition, which is just, again, something akin to a dictatorship.
Brussels has warned that the outcome of the vote will determine the chances of European Union membership for Georgia. Multiple Russian attacks overnight have killed numerous people, including four people in the Ukrainian city of Dnipro. A Russian drone struck a multi-story residential building in the Ukrainian capital Kyiv, triggering a fire in the top floors and killing one person and injuring five. Kyiv's mayor, Vitaly Klitschko. A teenage girl died who was born in 2009. She was 14 years old. Six people were wounded. Two of them are in the hospital. All others received help. Russian state news agency RIA reported on Saturday that Russia's defense ministry said its forces had taken control of the Oleksandropol settlement in eastern Ukraine. The Washington Post says it won't endorse a candidate for president in this year's tightly contested race and would avoid so doing in the future. Details from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
The decision came less than 2 weeks before Election Day and was immediately condemned by a former executive editor. The current publisher insisted the decision is consistent with the values the Post has always stood for. In an article posted on the front of its website, the Post also quoted anonymous sources within the publication as saying that an endorsement for Democrat Kamala Harris over Republican Donald Trump had been drafted but not published. Those sources told the Post reporters that the company's owner, billionaire Jeff Bezos, made the decision. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
More than 180,000 people celebrated LGBTQ plus equality and diversity in Taipei on Saturday at East Asia's Laureates Pride March. Joined by Taiwan's vice president and the reigning queen of RuPaul's Drag Race, Nymphia Wind. Taiwan legalized same-sex marriage in 2019, and its openness on LGBTQ plus issues stands in marked contrast with its neighbor China, where same-sex relations are not illegal, but marriage is not recognized, and the government has been cracking down on activists and depictions of LGBTQ plus people in the media. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.